Oh, it's recording already. Hey everybody, welcome to Hangar 66. I guess it's just me today hanging out, talking about stuff. I have a few different things that I wanted to go over today, and nobody showed up. I don't understand it. I mean, Mikey's sick, so I get that. Rhino's traveling for work, and Blackbeard's probably not even awake yet. So, need to bring you guys something. So I said, fuck it. Sorry for sniffing in the microphone there. I know you guys liked it. Anyways, rather than I could talk about stuff all day. I'll talk about some stuff and then ask you questions and we could ponder things. Go over some stuff. Hope everybody's doing okay today. I'm doing great. I woke up. I had a monster. What else did I have? Had breakfast sandwiches, croissant, whatever. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm just chilling, hanging out, leaning back in my chair. One thing that I was going to bring up today is, we've heard about UFOs for the past, 2 years, whatever. And since we've had the election with Donald Trump winning our next president-elect, you think the UFO sightings have gone down? Because maybe they're like, oh, shit. He's Donald Trump's back in office, so we gotta go into hiding because we knew that the world was gonna implode with the other guys in power. Or do you think that they're talking to him, they're contacting Mr. Trump, and they're like, oh, we're not gonna fuck around with you guys for a minute. We'll let you guys get settled, whatever. You think he has a secret pact with him? You think he's been to their world and seen their ships or something? I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. UFOs are kind of cool. Are they real? Do you think they're real? I don't know if I think they're real. But if they are real, I mean, maybe they want to be on the show here. Maybe they want to be on the podcast. You never know. Maybe come out and be like, hey, we want to be on an episode. And then I'd be like, oh, dude, let's be on a podcast episode here. Sorry, I got to get my mic position just right. Let's see. Yeah, there's. Sorry, man. I'm over here breathing heavy. It's a lot of stuff to talk about. Did you guys hear about A-10 strike in Syria? Crazy. I heard about it. Let's look it up. A-10 strike, Syria. This was 5 days ago. This is from flightglobal.com. Pentagon confirms A-10 strikes in Syria, claiming defense of U.S. forces. That's cool, dude. I wonder what squadron is out there. I wonder what squadron is out there and how long they've been out there. Because if they were that close, or maybe they're still doing rotations and shits and shits popping off in the Middle East. I don't know. Okay. So this is from, like I said, this is from flightglobal.com. Says, although the Pentagon has denied taking any part in the rebel offensive against Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, Washington says it conducted what are described as self-defense strikes in Syria against unspecified threats to U.S. forces and their partners. Okay. I mean, I guess that's cool. Maybe not. It's kind of weird, though. Shit's popping off again. Hey, are we ever going to leave that place? Are we ever going to leave it? That's what I would like to know. Are we ever going to leave the Middle East? Probably not. It's a big money maker. A lot of people deployed there, made some money. Myself included. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, all types of shit popping off. What else is going on in the world of aviation? Let's go to Flight Global. Whoa. Sorry, I almost just fucking left. I almost just pressed the wrong button. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Syrian 276 disappears from flight, tracking amid uncertainty over fate of dictator Assad. Okay. I don't know what that is, but let's check it out. With a lightning advance of rebel fighters reaching Damascus, the country's dictatorial, that's what I'm going to call it, because I can't freaking talk today. I'm not supposed to be the only one talking today. I'm doing a lot of talking, and it's fucking me up, dude. With a lightning advance of rebel fighters reaching Damascus, the country's dictatorial president, Bashar al-Assad, reportedly fled the capital around the time a Syrian air flight originating in Damascus disappeared from tracking over the rebel-controlled city of Homs. It's spelled H-O-M-S. I don't know how to say it. Whatever, man. It is what it is. Dude. A lot of shit's popping off over there, like I just said. Was he on that airplane? The Bashir al-Assad or whatever? Is that guy on there? What is he doing? I don't know, man. Listen, I'm going to text Blackbeard right now. I'm going to text him on my phone. Actually, let's do a voice message. Hey, bitch, I've already started, so you should just jump on when you can, because I'm sitting over here talking to by myself about things that I know nothing about, thinking that hopefully that people who listen are going to actually answer to things that I'm talking about and asking. So you should probably get on soon, before this thing goes downhill, crashes, and burns. I'm going to leave that in, too. And sand. Now, let's listen to it. Listen, of course, this is one thing that I do. And so if I send a voice message, then I have to listen to it to make sure it's right. Because if it's not, then I have to redo it. So let's listen.
Started, so you should just jump on when you can, because I'm sitting over here talking to by myself about things that I know nothing about, thinking that hopefully that people who listen aren't going to actually answer to things that I'm talking about and asking. So you should probably get on soon before this thing goes downhill, crashes, and burns. I'm gonna leave that in too.
See? There, it sounds perfect. Perfectly delivered. Yeah. So apparently some big fucking Syrian 276. What kind of airplane is that, dude? I want to know. Whew. Now I'm going to have to look it up. Now I'm curious. Now I'm curious. I'm going to Google. Do you guys want to see? Here, man. I'll share my screen, bro. Here, man, I'll share my screen, dude. Let's go see. Let's go look at stuff. Google. Syrian. 276. Oh, pardon me. Let's go look at the images. What is this thing? Okay. Aleutian 276. Syrian Air Aleutian 276. It's some sort of fucking aircraft here. Maybe we should go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia, Aleutian 276. The Aleutian 276. Look at us. We're talking about airplanes today. This is crazy. The Aleutian 276 is a multipurpose fixed-wing, four-engine turbofan strategic airlifter designed by the Soviet Union's Aleutian Design Bureau as a commercial freighter in 1967. Turboplanes Antonov An-12. It was developed to deliver heavy machinery to remote and poorly serviced areas. Military version of the 276 has been widely used in Europe, Asia, and Africa, including the U.S. Air Refueling Tank Command Center. Woo! Wow. Good to know. I mean, that's good to know. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Hold on now. Let's look at this. Azer News. I don't know what Azer News is. All right. So don't. Azer News. Report suggests Syrian president. Hopefully Blackbeard's not waiting in there. Hold on. Report suggests the Syrian president Bashar al-Abiad may have died in a plane crash. May have died in a plane crash. How convenient. Syrian president is reportedly presumed to have died in a plane crash, according to Reuters, citing two sources within Syria as news. Well, there's speculation that the plane's transponders may have been turned off, leading to the disappearance from radar. One source suggests that the plane could have been shot down. So, oh. Wow. That's, what do you call it? Conveniently, he died in a plane crash after the Syrian rebel coup. Did you guys hear about this stuff in Syria? It's crazy, dude. Sorry, I got some face thing going on this morning. It's weird. There's like some stuff going on over there. All right, so let's hold on. Let's go back to Google. Let's check it out. Go back to Google. I'm going to make this fucking entertaining or trying since these fuckers aren't here. Okay. We're not going to go to Communist News Network. See, I don't even know who to even fucking believe these days, you know? Because the media, it tells you lies, man. It's lies. Let's go to Reuters. I don't know who. They give you all your motherfucking ads. I don't care about. As Syrian rebels topple Assad, transforming the Middle East. Syrian rebel fighters racing in Damascus, unopposed on Sunday, overthrowing President Bashar al-Abiad and ending more than five decades of his family's iron-fisted rule after lightning events reversed the course of a 13-year civil war. Holy shit, dude. 13 years of civil war. I remember Obama? Was it President Obama blowing the shit out of Syria or bringing us in there to Syria? I forget. It's been such a long fucking time. Wow. 50 years. Five decades of his family's iron-fisted rule after lightning events. Wow. 50 years. So now what do you think is going to happen? You think the U.S. is going to fucking race in there and be like, oh, hey, listen. 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 Hi. I'm Mr. United States. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to help you with democracy stuff because I've done that before in other places. Do you guys want help? And again, sorry, Anna. I got something going on here. It just started happening as soon as I started talking to, since I'm talking a lot. Yeah, they're going to go in there. Going to be like, hey, hi, we're the United States and we help people. You guys want help? I love my country. I love the people of my country, but sometimes where you shouldn't go in and meddle where we meddled, you know what I'm saying? Some places we shouldn't meddle where we meddled. Just saying. Let's put it out there. All right, let's get off the Syrian stuff. What else are we going to talk about? You know, I read this thing on, what was it? I read this thing on, here, I'm going to share the screen again. Let's share the screen. Since it's just me here, let's share the screen. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to Google again. Oh, Google. Man, if I had a time machine, I would go back and do things. I don't know what I would do. Anyways, apparently, and this is just a short thing that I read, Boeing had apparently like a surveillance type program that they started up watching certain employees in certain work centers for motion and environment and things like that. These guys are trying to recoup whatever the fuck they can. A surveillance plan on their employees. Now, they might say it's, you know, for certain metrics or it's going to do good. It's supposed to help the company. But, you know, once they deploy things like this, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. So let's go look at it. Make sure I'm right because I could be wrong. Now, I got to remember how to spell Boeing. Boeing. I mean, my nephew works there. I should know how to fucking spell Boeing. It's not Boeing. Oh, you know what? I guess it could be Boeing and then take out the E. Or, yeah, it'd be Boeing and then add an E. Or like, yeah, Boeing and then add an E. Am I right? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing today. Bear with me, bros. Bear with me. Employee. Employee surveillance. Ah, here it is. Aha. And it was only one day ago. Okay. This is the register. I don't know who the register is affiliated with. I don't really give a fuck either. Boeing busted by employee over plans to surveil workers. Quickly reverses course. Crashing stock. Plummeting reputation. But yeah, of course. Let's focus on office usage. And I know that this is type of stuff to make Boeing look even fucking worse than what they've looked like in the past year. And it's pretty bad. Oh, pardon me here. Oh man, my shit. Fucking up. See how long my hair's getting? All right, let's get back to it. Boeing has paused its efforts. Oh no, you know what? I'll read it in a voice. You want it in a voice? I'll read it in a voice. I'll tell you what. Boeing has paused its efforts to install and use employee monitoring sensors, including at its office in Everett, Washington, after media inquiries followed an employee's leak of the plans. Oh, man. That guy better run and hide. Or that employee better hide. Because he might end up like the other guys. You know what I'm saying? The other unnamed guys, you know, the one that blew his own fucking brains out in a parking garage. Or, you know, the other guy who, you know, oh, let me text Blackbeard. Sorry, he texted me back. Anyways, yeah, he's gonna, that person's gonna end up like this because, you know, there are some companies who say that, you know, if you say something or do something or come forward, that there's like a retaliation thing, clause that they're not allowed to retaliate. But Boeing does not go by that, allegedly. Allegedly. I don't know nothing. All right. I've never been employed by Boeing. I don't know anything. Anyways, an unnamed Boeing employee at Everett, key manufacturing staff for the aerospace giants jumbo jets, shared an internal PowerPoint presentation. Oh God, death by PowerPoint presentation with the Seattle Times touting. Is that touting? Trouting? Touting? Tooting? I'm going to call it tooting. Tooting the benefits of the tracking technology. The plan reportedly called for installation of workplace occupancy sensors throughout Boeing's office, including motion sensor cameras mounted in ceiling tiles and to monitor building occupancy. As we share, this is a quote from someone. I guess Boeing. This is a quote from Boeing. So maybe I'll use like a Boeing voice. How you think they sound? As we shared with some employees last month, we were starting a pilot program using a system for managing energy and space usage in selected office areas.
Spokespeople for Boeing confirmed to the Register.
The system, used by other companies, analyzes the motion data and environmental conditions and does not identify people or documents.
Yeah, fucking right.
We have paused our pilot program at all locations and we'll keep employees updated.
Does not identify people or documents.
Yet. They're probably full of shit. Man, I'm going to have to edit a bunch of these fucking sniffles and shit out, dude. Sorry, bros. Apologize. Or you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to leave it in. It is what it is. People are people and people in are people. And I don't feel like editing all this shit. So I'm not going to. So you're going to be able to, whenever you hear me go, oh, God, my face, just turn it down, pause it, skip it, do whatever you're going to fucking do. I appreciate you guys watching here. Let's go. Okay, back to it. Yeah. Dude, I wonder how much they fucking hemorrhaged during the strike and during the strike. Because I know that my nephew and my roommate were in that strike or like part of the strike or like off work during the strike. You know, I don't know if they actually went out and fucking picketed and all did all that shit. Man. I don't know if they did all that shit. I know that when I worked for a certain company and they were talking about a strike, I was like, fuck that, dude. I got bills to pay, bro. I can't sit at a fucking sign and be like, I got bills to pay, bitches. You gonna pay my bills? No, they're not. Anyhow, let's go back. I want to go look. I'm gonna go back here. I'm gonna go look at stuff. All right. Let's go look at how much Boeing. Excuse me. Lost during strike. Oh shit. I just want you guys to see this. Boeing. And this is according to CBS. Cite all my sources. According to CBS, Boeing reports $6.1 billion third quarter loss as strike takes
toll on PlaneMaker. Boeing reported a massive third quarter loss of more than $6 billion as the airplane manufacturer was dragged down by a strike of billions in charges tied to its commercial aircraft defense programs. That was back in October. Have they recouped any money since? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I don't work at Boeing. Anyways, going down the Boeing rabbit hole, let's stay on Google here. Oh, look at all that. Look at all my searches on Google. What were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Boeing Boeing was given like $500 million to do this freaking airplane. I guess it's called X-66. Has any of you heard of that? Boeing and NASA. $500 million. Let's go to... You know what? Let's go to Wikipedia because Wikipedia is never wrong. It's a great place. The Boeing X-66. And then we'll show a picture of it also here. Oh, yeah, I keep going back and forth. The Boeing X-66. Isn't it? Oh, maybe I should do a voice for this one too, huh? Yeah, I will. The Boeing... No, that's a different voice. The Boeing X-66 is experimental air. I can't do that one either. Yeah, whatever. The Boeing X-66 is an experimental airliner under development by Boeing as part of the X-Plane series. Ooh, and it is developed in collaboration with NASA and its Sustainable Flight Demonstrator program. It will use an extra long and extra thin wing design stabilized by diagonal bracing struts. I just said diagonal as if I was in like the Britain. You ever heard them say shit like aluminium? Oh, hello, mate. I'm from Britain. Aluminium. Chip, chip, cheerio. Shit like that. Man. What else? Hold on, dude. Hold on. We're gonna freaking mute me for a second, all right? Here, I'm gonna play a song. I'll play a song for you guys, all right? Oh, whoa, that was a sneeze. My allergies are acting up today, boy. Here, I'm gonna play this song for you guys, all right? All right. No. No, here, I'm gonna play this song for you guys. Boy with a podcast. With a copyright strike on YouTube, but that's fine. Crypto, Jim Bro. It's whatever. I'll be back in a second. Hell no. Meal prep, sports bed. Hold on. My dog wants to lick my balls. Trying to see the video, it went viral.
Ooh, another white boy with a podcast. We're chilling, my homies, my boy Chad says to me, we're so smart and funny, we should make a party. We buy mics, we get chairs, we sit down with blank stares, we're gonna be billionaires, just don't forget to like and share. Ooh, another white boy with a podcast.
All right, I'm back.
We're the boys of the podcast.
All right, I'm back. My bad. I had to clear out my nose, dude. Have some going on here. Anyways. You know what? Yeah. All right, let's take it down. Let's take it down for a minute. We're at 31 minutes. Can you believe that shit? 31 minutes that I've taken you guys on today on a fucking sweet-ass journey. Right now, we've gone down the rabbit hole. Hold on. Hold on, I got an idea. What? I'll fucking be back in a second. All right, I'm back. Real quick. I freaking went and got, what is this? I got an Allegra. Is it Allegra? Will it show up? That's just sitting around. I'm going to drink it with this Monster. I think was from last night. Yeah, I think this Monster was from last night. Maybe. Or from today. From today. Do you think it'd be bad if I drank it with a green Monster? Allegra? What's the worst that can happen, right? I feel fine. All right, let's go back down this. Let's go back down this. We'll bring it back down. Bring the energy back here really quick. Bring it back down. All right. Let's go back to this Boeing X-66. It's supposed to be a crazy airplane. No, I'm not going to give you any money. All right. Let's go back to Google. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to make this entertaining. He's
Oh, I'm trying to get Blackbeard in this bitch. All right. All right. Let's go. All right. Let's go to Google. X66. Images. Look at this crazy thing. I wish it would, like, that's such a crazy airplane, dude. What is it supposed to be? Whatever, man. Supposed to be, so I guess it's supposed to be better on fuel. 30% fuel efficiency increase. 30%. That's a lot. I mean, it could be a lot. I'm not a Scientologist, so I don't know math. But yeah, that's the X-66 from Boeing. Apparently, it's a $500 million. Excuse me. It's got stuff coming out all over the place. A $500 million project awarded to Boeing and to NASA by the Biden-Harris administration for, you know, their green objectives or whatever the fuck they're trying to do. You know what I say to it? If you want to be more efficient, go faster. You know what that means. That means burning more fuel. That's what that means. Just go the fuck faster. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about today? Talk about Boeing a whole lot. Talk about Syria. Oh, you know what? Here's what we can talk about. You know, I haven't changed. So the podcast changed its name from Keys to the Jet to Air 66 because, you know, there was a lot of people who weren't getting it. They don't get the joke. They're not flight line people. And we're trying to connect to not only like maintainers, aircraft maintainers, but we're also trying to connect to pilots. Yes, I know. We're also trying to connect to people who are getting into general aviation, things like that. Becoming their general aviation mechanics. They don't know. They're like, what does that mean? And you're like, dude, you've never heard, nobody's ever told you the joke. They're like, when you're working on a jet and you got to run it, they're like, go to support. Go to support. Support section in the military is basically where all the tools are, where you got to check your tools out and then push your box out to the flight line, to your jet and do your job, or to the hangar, whatever. They tell you, go in there, grab the keys to the jet. And as a new guy, and they mainly say this to new guys, new people, new persons, new maintainers, if you will. And they'd say, go get the keys to the jet. So you go into the support section, which is this big giant room with a lot of tools in it, a lot of torque wrenches and sockets and toolboxes. And a lot of people just standing around, you know, like, you know, just doing stuff. Anyways, long story short is not a lot of people got the joke. And so, and it's not, we didn't change it because they're, you know, from them bullying us or from them being like, oh, I don't get it. You know what I mean? But we want to connect to other, we want to connect to more people. We love connecting to aircraft maintainers. We love connecting to military aircraft maintainers. And that's our bread and butter. That's our where we started from. And that's where our love of aviation obviously began or like grew. And so I changed the name. We changed the name to from Hangar 66 or from Keys of the Jet podcast to Hangar 66. There are some things that I haven't changed. Like I haven't changed our Patreon. If you'd like to subscribe to our Patreon, help the channel out, you can go to patreon.com/Keys of the Jet podcast. It's only $5 a month. I'm trying to work on getting better, or trying to work on getting gear. That way I can go do vlogs at certain places. I can go do vlog episodes at like the Boneyard, which I'm already trying to talk to people out there at the Boneyard down in Arizona to go do a vlog episode, or Hangar 66, or a vlog episode when I start getting my pilot's license done. Things like that. There's stuff on the base that I'm close to that have a museum that I'm potentially, that I could potentially go check out. So if you'd like to help the channel out, go to patreon.com/Keys of the Jet podcast. Again, it's only $5. It's only $5 a month. You spend more on 2 bottles of water a day. You spend more on a pack of cigarettes a day. $5 will help us immensely, and I really appreciate that. You also get a bunch of stuff that goes with it. T-shirts, some 3D printed stuff. We haven't sent out anything or done anything in a while because we've all been busy with life. Blackbeard is our 3D printer person, and he's been all over the place, but he is back in service. He should be here today with us. I don't understand why he's not here today. The fucker slept in. I should call him. You want to call him? Anyways, before I get off my rant, patreon.com/Keys of the Jet podcast. If you'd like to help, $5 a month. That's it. You could donate more too if you'd like. Like my boy Frere did. Shane Frere, I love you, man. Thank you for helping a homie out. Thank you. He's always been one person to, you know, when you're trying to do something or trying to get something done, he believes in you. You know what I mean? And he's actually a really good friend. Oh, shit. Look, who do we got? Oh shit. It's Blackbeard. What's up, dude?
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Hell yeah. Hey, do you like this setup, this layout right here, the round? It's kind of cool, huh?
Yes.
No? Yes? Or do you want to change?
Oh, it's just different.
It's different. I like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
What's up, man? How the hell are you?
Good. Just woke up.
Just woke up. Well, listen, I've been on here for 43 minutes fucking babbling about shit.
Talking to yourself?
Talking to myself and other people. I've gone down 2 rabbit holes so far. I've gone down the Syrian rabbit hole. Talking about there was like A-10 strikes in Syria this week. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. We're back in the shit, bro. Back in it. Yeah, dude. Because of the fucking Syrian rebels. Basically took over and oh shit, hold on, talk for a second. I gotta jump out.
Oh no, blah blah blah. Look at my face disappeared, has lost connection to your camera. Why the fuck did it lose connection to my camera? What the fuck? Oh, there it is. Restart it. Ah, there it is. Hold on. Let me get my virtual background back. I'm going to go hot dog. So, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't know what's going on here. I don't even know where he went. But yeah, I'll just sit here and ramble on, keep on talking about nonsense, about how Hangar 66 is the new name. And we'll just keep it that way. Whether you like it or not, we are better now. So I don't know what the fuck he was talking about with this A-10 shit in Syria. I have been traveling the world in the Asian Oriental countries. I just got back Monday, and then I leave again Friday. So yeah, I am out of touch with everything. Been gone since Halloween is when I left, and then I came back on the, when was it, the 2nd. So I don't know what the hell's going on with anything. I don't watch the news. I don't do anything.
Hey, I'm back. Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah,
I can. That hear was you. Really informative. I heard everything you were saying.
Good.
So, okay. The last things I was talking about, Boeing, and here, I'll show you. I was talking about this here, the X-66. You see that airplane? That thing's crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of that thing.
Kind of dumb. Oh, and I was talking about going to our patreon.com/keys of the jet podcast. It hasn't changed because if I change it, then it'll, like, because we already have people, like, in the Patreon.
That are still paying? I mean?
Yes. So.
They're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, they are. So, anyways, you can go to patreon.com/keys of the jet podcast. And like I told them, you've been our 3D printer. You've been off trailblazing.
Yes.
Going everywhere. And so, oh, and I also talked about, what else did I talk about? I talked about Boeing, and they started a surveillance program on their employees up at Everett.
Ooh.
So basically, like, they were going to put cameras and sensors in office spaces and fucking work centers to basically surveil the employees, but it doesn't, like, they can't identify documents or people.
Well, they should.
You know what I mean?
They should do that.
Yeah. Well, they have to do that because they've lost so much freaking money. You know what I mean? Huh?
It's their own fault.
Yeah, it is their own fault.
Then people magically die.
Yeah, dude, this person. So a person came out about it and took it to the press. So that person's going to get, what do you call it? Suicided? Yeah.
Unalived?
Can I say that? Yeah, can I? That person's going to get unalived, or Hillary Clinton. That person's going to get Clintoned.
I don't know what the fuck has happened. Like, all of this is news to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I've been out of touch.
Did you bring back any artifacts?
Some Japanese knives.
Knives. Okay.
And a bunch of candy for the kids. Little gifts for family.
And the fur coat?
I didn't bring it back. It's still in Korea right now, so I'm going back to get it.
Oh, you have to go back.
Yeah. I didn't have enough room in my luggage.
Where'd you leave it?
Yeah, with a coworker.
Oh, hold on. I sent you something that I should have sent my wife. Sorry.
Oh, is it a dick pic?
Yeah.
You sent it to me?
Yeah, it's little, but it works.
A little mushroom in a fur coat.
Maybe.
You didn't send me shit.
I know. I just unsent it. I just unsent it. It was like, it was fast. It was very fast. So, okay. So what else are we going to talk about? Oh, check this out. This is what I want to talk about.
Tell me what happened in the world for the past month.
So I'll tell you what else happened in the world for the past month. I'm going to go here, and we're going to go here,
Okay. Actually, is this still sharing my screen? No. So no. Good.
So since Halloween, I have no idea what happened in the U.S.
Let's
besides see. The election.
That's, yeah. Oh, you know what? It. That's another thing I brought up is since Mr. Trump has been elected, the UFO sightings have gone. I haven't seen any or heard any. Have you?
No, I've been.
No, dying. I haven't. I was thinking, like, they're like, oh, well, the aliens are like, he just got elected and he's going to be tough on us because now we have to show him our green cards every time we fucking come into the fucking galaxy or, what do you call it? Atmosphere.
The universe.
The universe. Well,
galaxy.
Oh, yeah, no, because we have our space station out there that stops them, right? Before they come in. That's their port of entry.
Yeah. They're going to get deported. Deported.
So it's like Mexico. They stop there at the space station, show them their green card, then they come through. Mm-hmm. Or their passport. They know he's going to be tough on alien travel now.
Yeah, they should.
Or they've been like in contact with him, talking with him. You know, they're like, well, hey, listen, well, you know you're going to be the commander in chief again. You know, you're going to run the world. Like, are you cool with us? Like, being cool? You know what I mean? I don't know. But the sightings and shit have gone down. You haven't heard as many things in the news about the aliens, have you, as you have the past 2 years.
Because maybe it's the other countries and they stopped fucking around.
Oh, me. Yeah. you think so?
Yeah.
Drone incursions.
Yep.
Interesting. Drone incursions.
They're like, oh, fuck. We better stop doing all this. They're like,
oh, snippity snap, crackle twistle.
Yeah. We're corn done. Pop. Corn pop is done.
Corn pop is a bad, bad dude. All right? Bad dude. Hey, okay, let's check this out. Here, let me go to this day in aviation. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I was going to share my screen and show you how our podcast is doing.
There we go.
Give you a little bit of analytics.
Because all them other guys are butt-fucking each other
and on tell airplanes. And tell you that it should be fucking doing better because you guys should be watching more of it or listening to more of it.
Look at that little spike. What is that spike?
That's that little spike when we just put out a brand new episode.
Last week?
Last week, yeah. I just this put week? Out a new episode. Last week? On Monday. See, it was a little spike. Top five cities. Shout out Phoenix.
So, Phoenix.
Yep. And that's all just...
All the way up there. What's that? Europe?
Yeah.
Europe?
Denmark? DE. Germany.
Oh. No, DE is Denmark.
Is it Denmark? Well, let's go look and see. Nope, it's Germany. Falkenstein. You have to say it right. Falkenstein. Is that how you say it?
No.
Am I right?
Falkenstein.
Falkenstein. Falkenstein.
I don't know. Where's our resident fucking...
He's gone. He's on an airplane, apparently.
Apparently, fucking dick face.
Yeah, but that's how we're doing, you guys. Mm-hmm. We're doing okay. 8,025. We're doing okay. We're doing all right. I'll stop sharing. We're coming back. We're going to do this on a weekly basis, even though, I mean, listen, you went to Korea and you could do it. So there's no excuse. I did it
from Korea.
You did it from Korea. So there's no excuse from anybody else. This is fucking bullshit. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Let's go to this day in aviation. That's what I'm going to do.
You want to talk about my cows real quick?
About your what?
My cows.
Yes. I do want to talk about your cows.
When I woke up yesterday morning.
Yes.
I was looking out my back door. And there's like 5 or 6 cows in my backyard.
In your yard?
In my backyard, eating my grass.
So you didn't take a picture or video or anything, though?
I took a picture.
Can you upload it?
But, so I hit up the landlord. I'm like, hey, there's cows in the backyard. And, like, the gardener was coming around the edge with the lawnmower. And he's like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Giant fucking cows. So I helped him fucking corral them back into the fucking pen behind my house.
Nice. Do they there now?
In the pen, probably.
No, in your backyard.
No. They went back to the field behind my house.
So, okay, since you moved up there from the high desert, mm-hmm, out here, mm-hmm, how do you, mm-hmm, like it? What's your, how does the family like it? Because I've talked to you, but I haven't talked to the family much, and how do they like it?
They seem to like it. I mean, schools are different and all that stuff, but it's better than a desert.
Right.
I like it. It's good times.
Okay. Better education or better schools, or are they just kind of eh?
Yeah, they're not. They're on par for the desert. Okay. Yeah. Not too great.
What else about your cows? Anything else?
They're just cowing around.
Just cowing around. What color cows you have out there again?
Black and white.
Black and white. So those, mm-hmm, are just the standard milk cows.
Yeah, they're all female.
Are they meat cows?
I think they're milk cows.
Milk cows. White milk cows? Because they're not brown, so it can't be chocolate milk cows, and they're not red. They can't be strawberry milk cows. Yeah.
They can be lemon.
They can be
gray. It could be gray milk.
Is there what is that? I don't know. Milk the aliens drink?
Black and white. Green milk. Was that blue milk in fucking Star Wars, right?
Skywalker drank or whatever.
Yeah. One of them fucking guys.
When he was an old guy or some shit like that.
It was also in fucking the cantina scene where Han Solo shoots the fucking alien dude.
It's been a long time, bro.
It's been a long time.
All right. So is that it about your cows? What do you have for breakfast this morning? You have anything? I told him what I had. You haven't had breakfast yet?
No.
You just got out of bed and then saw me bothering you and you're like, oh, shit.
I woke up, took a shit, and then got out here.
It's dedication.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Didn't even fucking eat. Let's see. I'm downloading this fucking cow thing.
What? Oh, the cow picture.
Yeah, the picture of the fucking cow.
Let's see.
Cows.
What do they call it? What do they call a pack of cows?
A herd.
Oh, that's a herd, huh? Yeah. That's right. I haven't gone to school in a while. I forget.
Maybe I can do it from here.
Can you do it? You know what? Check this. I know that they saw this one. Where is it? They saw this one. That one's really cool.
Which one?
Did you leave the hat too?
No, I have the hat.
Was it that cold in Korea that you needed that? Or was that
it
just
was
like
snowing in Seoul?
Was this just like a, oh, this is a cool jacket, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. But it comes in handy. It is getting colder and colder.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any tornadoes?
No, I did not. No tornadoes. They had other fucking like really good food, though. Because they have like these little... They have a 7-Eleven, but they have other ones that are called like Nice to See You and GS25.
Wow.
Great fucking sandwiches and weird shit. Japan had better like egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, just like the fast food stuff?
Yeah, but it's fucking like gas station ones, but delicious.
But more delicious as?
Yeah.
Do they have what's a coffee that they have out there? It's in a can.
Coffee's in a can.
Coffee in a can.
I forget, but it's straight from there, and I love it. It's probably my best kind of coffee ever.
Starbucks.
No, not Starbucks. Not at all. Not at all.
They have these things called, well, they're highballs, but they come in a tall boy.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole lid comes off, and I'll have, like, a whole, like, slice of lemon in it or orange or whatever. They're, like, 6-point-something% alcohol.
Yeah.
I fucking love them.
That's interesting.
And then I found these things called Fresh Balls.
Fresh Balls.
Fresh Balls. They had a cucumber slice in it.
Cucumber.
It was fucking delicious.
Cucumber.
Why won't it let me fucking share a picture?
Share
video, slides, and PDFs. Share, fuck it. I'll just share my screen.
Is it not? Yeah. Share your screen, dude. Go down to present.
Window? Entire screen. There we go. You just could see it all now.
Yeah, let's see
it. Share. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it?
No.
Oh, you got it. Hold on.
I'll bring it up. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Over here. Over here.
Are you running PC right now?
Cows.
Whoa, dude. Look at those cows, bro.
In my backyard. Cool.
That's freaking cool. Do you name them?
No.
Are you like, get out of here? Are you like, get out of here, Pedro? Stop, stop getting in my yard. Hey, Wanda, go in the back. Yeah,
cow,
you too.
Juanita.
Yeah, you too, Juanita. Get out of here, Pedro. Stop eating my grass.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, dude. That's really cool. I dig it.
Like the one around the corner to the left was fucking huge.
This one that you can only see over its here. Ass end. Or is right that there. The front end?
That's the ass. Oh, wait. It might be the head right here. Or ears. Those look like ears.
I can't see. Oh, yeah. I see it. The head, the ears right there. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There but they were like all down the side of the house.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But they were in your front. Is it your front or back?
No, this is my backyard.
You got a tiny backyard, dude.
I got a whole field back there. It goes on forever.
Do you run free?
Yes.
Prove it.
No.
Do it right now. Do it right now.
I can't exit.
Well, you're not showing anything. You're not showing anything anymore. So
how do I escape? It's stuck on this.
How do I escape? It's stuck on this.
There we go.
You're like, are you back?
I'm back.
Cool. Dude, those are cool cows, dude.
Yeah.
Cool. It's cool having cows. Rather than like tens of thousands of ravens that want to fucking destroy your trash cans.
That's why I just keep them closed.
No. They work as a team to open them.
Not mine.
I've seen it.
When I was out there, the ravens liked me. They knew with whom not to fuck with.
Did you teach them to go to go get money and then give them dog food?
No, I taught them to go fuck with your garbage cans.
That would be cool though, right? Did you hear about that guy that did that?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I think that was like a magpie or something, wasn't it?
No, I think it was a raven.
Hmm.
I don't know. Okay, hold on. Check this out. We're gonna go. I'm gonna share my screen again. This is what I've done the whole time. It's shared, really just shared my screen and then talked shit.
Look at that so thing.
Yeah. This day in aviation, we're talking about this one right here. Bell. Bell. That was lovely. That was hot.
Did you talk about Pearl Harbor? Pearl Harbor Day?
I didn't talk about Pearl Harbor Day. Well, you know what we should? Hold on, I'll stop sharing. You know what we should talk about Pearl Harbor Day, which was yesterday,
and there weren't a lot of people posting about it that I saw. I saw there weren't. There really wasn't. We posted about it. If you follow us on Facebook, we posted about it. We fucking did, because that's one thing you should just remember, you know, about the history, or it'll fucking doom to happen again. You know, a lot of lives were lost. A lot of boats were lost. Don't touch our boats.
Them crazy Japs.
Don't touch our boats. You know what happens.
Every war starts with a boat.
David Goggins says, who's going to carry the boats? Then I say, don't touch our boats. Just like Mandatory Fun Day. Actually, Mandatory Fun Day has a cool shirt that says, don't touch my boats.
Don't touch my boat.
But he's in the Army.
Yeah, he is.
He's never once answered our email either. Mm. Not once.
Too good for us.
Too cool.
Okay, cool for school. Maybe since he is in the Army, right? He doesn't know how to read.
He is an Army officer. Probably gets lost
a lot. He's an officer? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably gets lost a lot.
Maybe he can read, like, picture books then.
maybe he can read it a little bit. Yeah. But they probably have to, like, say, hey, you went the wrong way. Go back this way. Back this way. Yeah. So, maybe. So Mikey said he's puking.
I don't believe him. I want to see it.
He's probably just hungover.
You know what? For all the drinking I did for the past month, I never puked.
Nice.
Surprisingly.
I
was hungover a lot, but
I puked after, because I've been drinking a lot these last several months. I puked after, I think it was on a third shotgun, like in a row.
That might do it.
Huh?
That might do it.
Yeah. It was like a third shotgun in a row. And I was drinking like Coors Banquois, as I do. Banquois, as I do. And my brother, Clayto, was like, here, let's do a shotgun, and hand me a fucking Bud Light. And I was like,
That's why you puked. It was a Bud Light.
Because it Bud Light and it mixed with the Coors Banquois. Yeah. And then I just fucking ripped it, dude. Yeah. It went down. I did a shotgun like normal. Let's go. And then it came right back up. Puke and rally.
Puke and rally. I had so many. I don't even know what they call them, but you put like a shot in the bottom of like a little beer glass of soju.
Ooh.
And then you put beer on top of it.
Yeah.
And then you smash it with a spoon so it like fizzles up, and then everybody cheers and drinks it.
I like to put soju in this Captain Morgan. Okay. It was a Captain Morgan Black. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, but why would you put it in there?
And then put it with Dr. Pepper.
But why?
Why not?
I don't know. Because you put the soju in the beer to make the beer stronger.
Oh, but I put the soju in the rum to make the rum stronger.
To make the soju stronger.
To make the soju stronger. Yeah, it was delicious.
It's like a creamy beer, the ones I have. I don't know.
Nice. What kind of beer? What kind of beer?
It's whatever there.
Sapporo?
No, it was Cass. Cass, and there was another one. I can't remember the other one. But
close air support, sucker.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
It's like their Coors Light of Korea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Coors Light.
I love it.
I know you do.
I love it.
I go over to your house, and you're like, "It's a Coors Light," and I'm like, "Man, just upgrade to the Banquois. Like, what's the difference?"
I like the Coors Light. Okay.
Just have you tried the Banquois?
Yeah. If you want to drink, drink a lot, you gotta have the Coors. Coors that.
Coors Banquois. I guess Coors Banquois would be that, but the heavy.
Yeah.
Like Bud Heavy and Bud Light.
Not light. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the Marlboro Reds.
Marlboro Reds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had Marlboro Reds. I've never smoked, so I don't know.
I had so many good like whiskeys and shit. We found like the speakeasies, like a hidden bar in Korea. A few of them, but the one was super fucking nice. You had to go through like a closet to get into it.
Oh,
secret doors. And then like I show up in that fucking fur coat that I have. It's like a super nice fucking like 50s theme shit. This fucking drunken Americans rolling into this bar. It was pretty good. They sit down at them and like they take, I don't know, like 10 minutes to make your drink. They only have fancy shit.
Interesting.
And they had like one of the shots was like $80 a shot. It was Baziki or something.
Is that how you say it? How you spell it?
So.
Is that how? What did you? How did you start saying it after you had a bunch, though?
Baziki, sure.
I want some Bazikis.
Some Bazikis.
See? Yes.
Dang, I got a pin. Cool, a special pin for finding the fucking bar.
Whoa.
There was another one. You had to climb through a fucking fridge. So there was like this fruit stand. It just looks like a fruit stand. They actually sell fruit out front. But then at night, like, you open one of the refrigerators and then you go through it and then like you're downstairs and then upstairs and then like there's where everybody sits at the bar, but it smelled like shit, so we only had like one or two drinks there and left.
Like a literal shit.
Yeah, so like a lot of Seoul, especially in Myeongdong, that's where we were. Smells like shit.
Is it the Binjo, like, the Binjo ditches?
It's the fucking sewers.
Yeah.
They fucking reek.
Dang.
It's bad.
And you got, okay, so drinking soju, you got no stripes taken.
No. I got promoted.
Hell yeah, dude. Are you still crew dog out there now? Or like, what's your...
Yeah.
Or like, what's your...
Still turning wrenches.
Do they need any QA?
No, we do not need QA.
Yeah, you do. No. Everybody needs QA. You just QA don't know devil. It yet. You just QA don't know
devil.
It. You don't say that. QA lives matter, okay?
Where they're building the airplanes, they need QA. But flight test does not need QA.
That's true. That's true. You know, I'll help with flight test, bro. What's up? Let's do it
no
right
QA.
Now.
No QA.
I could be a mech.
It's yeah.
Been a long time.
It's easy.
I'll travel.
I slid right back into it easily.
Do I get to go to Korea? We can go to Korea and party.
Yeah. Not just Korea. Other places, too.
But I have to move up there, huh?
Yes. Oh, we're kind of spooling up Edwards again.
Whack. Kind of spooling up Edwards? What does that mean?
Soonish.
Okay.
We're getting another airplane to go out there.
Okay, can you tell them about me?
You have to apply, and yes, I will tell them about you.
Can I give you my resume?
Yeah, but you still have to apply.
I'm not going to cut any of this part out. I'm not editing anything today. So just so you know.
Good.
Just so you know. There were, okay, in the beginning of it, I had a lot of sniffles and sneezes and stuff like that because I think I had
AIDS.
AIDS. Allergies going. Allergy AIDS going. And I took an Allegra and I feel better.
Are you drowsy?
No.
Allegra.
Yeah, it doesn't make you drowsy. And I took it with this monster, with this green one. Probably good.
I take the good stuff that you need to show your ID for behind the camera.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, no, I don't. Mine aren't that bad yet. But.
Yeah. Freeze up your sinuses real good.
Dude, what else do we want to talk about today? All right, so let's go over what we talked about.
We can go back to your screen thing. Sorry.
My screen thing? Yeah, do we want to do that?
Yeah. December 8th. Is it the 8th?
Yeah, it is the 8th. Oh, you know what? No, hold on. Hold on. We got to get away from... We got to stop sharing the screen. All right, hold on. Now, are you a Pantera fan?
Yes.
I know this isn't an airplane. Whoa, that was hot. So it's the what? I don't know what anniversary it is. Anyways, let me see here. Let's see what I can do. Am I sharing my screen? No, I'm not yet. Okay. Let me maximize my share my screen. No, I'm not. Okay. Delete overlay. Anyways, if you remember back in the day, Dimebag Darrell was shot while on stage. Let me hold on, man.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He was shot while on stage.
A different band, though, right?
Yeah. So he wasn't, he was, yeah. Anyways, I'm trying to fucking.
Was it the band with him and his brother?
Yes.
And the dude from.
So his Damage Plan.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the other one.
So, yeah, he was shot in December 8th, 2004. If you were a Pantera fan or even a Dimebag fan, see? Dimebag Darrell RIP, August 20th, 1960. So, December 8th, 2004. It's been 20 years? What? No fucking way, dude. I don't feel that old, bro. No way.
All you do is get old.
No way. So if you're a Pantera fan, if you're a Dimebag fan, go have some Black Tooth Grins today. Dimebag Darrell, Vinnie Paul, rest in peace. You know what I mean? Fucking badass musicians. Yeah. All right. Let's get here. Want to do that for a second? All right, December 8th, 1962.
Is that a bell?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Bell Model 206 at the Bell Helicopter Company plant at Hearst, Texas. The first Model D-250 made its first flight. Interesting. That looks like a weird helichopper, dude.
That looks like the typical like Bell Ranger with a weird nose on it.
Yeah.
That one. There's a Ranger.
Oh, yeah. There's the Jet Ranger. 206A. They've made those into drones.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think they're called the Fire Scout.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Flight of Bell OH-58D Kiowa Warriors. Dude, those are cool. The Kiowas are crazy. Yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
December 1945. Bell, again. The first Model 47 helicopter was rolled out. Wow. That's cute. Look at that thing.
Aww.
Wasn't that in MASH?
Yep. Those were the MASH.
wasn't MASH.
The Korean War. I went to a Korean War museum and they had one of those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool.
Look at this Douglas XB 42. What is that?
It's a pusher, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, dual bubble canopies with a single bubble canopy. Hold on.
That's fucking odd.
Where's the propeller at?
It's in the tail, right there.
Oh, shit! That's really weird. Who was going to use that? Was this the Air Force?
Yep, it says U.S. Air Force.
Idiots.
Hey.
I mean, I guess I'm not an engineer, but...
Ingenuities.
Oh, look at it. Take it off from Palm Springs. You think they went and abused it at Edwards?
Probably.
Probably. It probably crashed at Edwards.
Counter-rotating prop. Things crazy looking.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Grumpy.
Look at that. Palm Springs, 1945. It does look like Palm Springs. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You want to go to yesterday's?
Mm-hmm.
Since we didn't get to celebrate yesterday. Apollo 17, the last man mission to the moon.
NASA.
Lifted off from complex at Kennedy Space Center. Interesting.
Boom.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. The Boeing B-52 rolled out of Wichita plant. On the 1955.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost.
Dude, you know what? The Boeing, I think is the one at Northgate. Maybe it's not the one at Northgate. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the mothership. That is the one at Northgate.
So, okay. So there's one that flew directly from the factory and to Edwards and fucking just caught fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can find. Let me stop sharing. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Let me shut off this music here.
Caught fire. Where did it catch fire?
I think it was a gear.
On landing?
Yeah.
Mm.
Let me find it.
I saw that when I was at fucking Red Flag in Vegas. I saw a bunch of 16s wheels catch on fire on landing.
Yeah, because it's so freaking hot.
Stupid 16s.
Why don't you say that?
Why?
Because F-16s
are
kind of cool.
You would.
It's because I worked them. That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe was this the first one? Was this a mothership?
The mother.
This was in 1962.
Have you seen the new Alien movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Romulus. Shit,
look at this thing. Bounces. Bounty. Is this a mothership at the front?
It kind of looks like it, but
is it gonna catch fire?
No, I think you lied to us.
It's supposed to catch fire. What did we just watch?
I don't know.
We just stupid.
I don't see any fire.
You don't see any fire either. Hold on. I guess we'll go. Let's go find a different one.
I see fire. Go down a little more. My dad did a fire.
That's That's an air show. Oh,
that's a B-58. But a Cybertruck,
like the one that you see right behind me, pay you
$30,000. Oh, that's a Hustler, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can still watch
it. Fucking caught fire on the mains. I remember seeing that video.
What kind of trucks are those? What are they?
It's called a fire truck.
That's not a fire truck, dude.
Okay.
What are they doing?
I think they're just spraying shit on the runway because they knew it was a test. They were preparing for it.
You think so?
I think so.
Look at those trucks, dude.
They're like, these wheels are going to catch fire. We need to fucking spray the fuck out of it. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
How long are they going to spray the... Who cares? Like, fast forward.
Yeah, okay.
So much.
It's a lot.
There it is.
There we go. It's a lot of spraying. Look at all that. How much did they, how many of those trucks do they use? Whoa, that thing's in the junkyard.
Yeah.
Here we go. Dang, look at that shit. Does it really catch fire though?
The Hustler.
Oh yeah. Look at it. The Hustler. Maybe that's one of the ones that they stuck out in the desert, yeah?
There's one over there at North Base. There might be that one. I don't know.
No, there's one at South Base.
There's one at South Base too?
In the middle of the desert.
Oh, the crashed one?
It's not crashed. It's during because of a treaty or whatever, they had to like dismantle several of them and the B-52s, which is why they're dismantled out in the desert.
I thought that was just the DM ones.
No.
Where they chopped the wings off.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened then. I could be wrong. Yeah. I'm probably totally wrong.
It was a nuclear treaty with Russia.
Yeah, I don't do my research before I start opening my mouth. Weird, huh?
But there's a Hustler there in North Base with the museum storage that's out there.
Oh, yeah, okay. It'd be cool to go out there. It's like I told these guys earlier. Do that thing. We watched it already.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's like I told the audience earlier that by them going to patreon.com/KeysOfJet podcast, they're going to help us get a new vlogging camera and equipment so I can go, or we can go vlog at certain places like the Boneyard. I was talking to a gentleman, a person about going out there, or there's always Blackbeard Park Blackbird Park near us. There's always like on base, what do you call it? Museums and shit like that. Mm-hmm. There's museums down in Palm Springs. There's all kind of airplanes all over the fucking place. Not only military stuff. I also want to do like general aviation shit when I like go to get my pilot's license and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I could have done the one in Korea.
But you're making enough money. Why don't you just buy us one?
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Right on, man. Well, hey, listen. We're about an hour and a half in. What do you think? You want to shut her down? Or you want to go a little bit longer?
I got to eat breakfast.
This is a good one today.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good fucking one.
Fags. The other fags didn't come on. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, the other guys. Well, here, let me turn on some special music here. If you want to, like, you know, do the thing that you do, you know?
What do I do?
Remember what you did? Remember what you
I don't have my list.
You don't have your list. Freaking.
I'll wing it.
Yeah. So let me find it here. You want to turn it up? Hold on. We can't.
Facebook.
We can't hear you.
How about now?
Yeah, okay, that's better.
If you want to feel it. Feel it so hard. You gotta come on over to our Facebook. Instagram.
TikTok.
X. Check us out on the Patreon, Twitch. I think that's it.
Yeah, I do want to leave you guys with one more thing. One more, just
one more. Months. Moment of silence.
Hold on. I do want to do. What did I do? Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Just me. That's all you get right now. It's just me. Talking about hot dogs. Big ones. Little ones. Skinny ones. Ones, all of them, hot dogs with condiments, plain hot dogs, cooked hot dogs, raw hot dogs.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I like it. So, yeah. So I was gonna. I don't know, leave you with an aircraft video, but I will leave you guys with Blackbeard talking about hot dogs. I love you guys. I'm not going to edit any of this.
Don't.
I'm just going to put some intro music. Some outro music. And that's it. And actually, Blackbeard, can you stay on? We'll actually cut this part from here. We can go right. No.
What? Yes, no.
Well,
same.
So I'm doing an age 64 Apache helicopter video today. Trying to get it out. Okay.
Apache, do you?
I've done the voiceover. Okay, and then I'm just putting the videos and pictures to it, but I need our outro. Like, do you want to be part of it? Like, sure. We can end this recording and then do a recording real quick of just be real quick sort of thing, ending like we normally do. And then, cool. All right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to get out of here. We love you. We'll see you next week. We will have one out next week for you, no matter what. If I have to do it myself, I'll do it myself. But no matter what, we will have one out every single week. We have to keep ourselves accountable. Have to do it.
Have to.
Christmas is coming up. We're going to have a Christmas special, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do can you do your badass stuff?
I have to make a new one.
You're going to have to make a new one.
I got like a long 12-hour plane ride that I can do it on.
Okay.
13 hours, I think.
Can we do a live eventually?
Yeah.
I was also thinking, and I know we've done it before, but we could do, just to add a little bit more content, and I'll keep this into, what about reaction videos?
Bringing them back
to stuff. I don't know what we're going to react to. We can react to everything.
Ooh.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know. Well, let's talk
about it. I don't know if I can do next weekend.
Sunday. if you can't do next weekend,
but on next weekend I can. The next weekend,
which is
22nd.
Yeah,
because that's the day I fly back. Not next Sunday, the following Sunday.
Okay, we'll figure out something, and we'll get it done. Listen to me. The train rolls on, dude. Yeah. The train rolls on. But at least you're showing up. Mm-hmm. Right on? All right, man. Stay tuned. You guys, the audience, we love you. We're going to go.
Long time.
We're going to go. Should we play this song really quick?
Let's do it.
We're going to get copyright struck, but I don't care because I've already played White Boy with the podcast.
When I had white boy with a vodka.
When I had a fucking sneezing attack and shit, I turned that shit on and left. And I was like, here, just listen to this, you guys. And then just said, let it play for like 2 minutes. It was awesome. Yep. All right. This will be out in the morning tomorrow. For your
ride to work.
Hope you guys like it. We'll see you again next week. We love you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Don't forget, it's Hangar 66 now. Go like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Give us all your money.
Give us all your money. $5 bucks. Okay, bye.
Bye.